19 inmates have died from the coronavirus in Connecticut prisons. As part of our series marking the one-year anniversary of the start of the pandemic in Connecticut, reporter Ali Oshinsky brings us the story of the first inmate who died of COVID.
Carlos De Leon. We called him Pito.
That's Maria Ruiz, remembering her father, Carlos De Leon. He was near the end of a two-year prison sentence in March when he became sick with the coronavirus.
I just want people to know that it wasn't okay for him to die that way.
Inmates have to file a written request before getting medical care in the prison.
In my dad's case, he was 3 weeks not feeling well and sick.
The Connecticut Department of Corrections said De Leon was taken to the hospital on April 8th. He died on April 13th, 2020. Ruiz says her father told family members that prison guards weren't wearing masks and he wasn't provided with one. In an email to Connecticut Public, DOC says masks were distributed to prison inmates and staff starting March 17th, and a mask mandate began in late April. But even that couldn't ensure inmate safety, according to Barbara Fair. She advocates for better prison conditions with Stop Solitary Connecticut.
I was getting letters from people in prison talking about how the correctional officers were walking around without masks, so they felt like they were sitting ducks.
Fair looked to Governor Ned Lamont early in the pandemic to use his executive powers to release large groups of inmates. And while Fair found the approach lacking, the rate of early inmate releases was at its highest in a decade last year. Still, Fair and other advocates questioned the whole approach to inmate safety.
Is it because these are black and brown people that there's no plan to preserve their lives?
Governor Lamont's communication director, Max Reese, said he believes, in hindsight, the administration will see areas where it could have done better.
Prisons are difficult places to distance. But based on some of the numbers, especially compared to our peers in other states, we feel the Department of Correction has done incredible work.
Maria Ruiz says in her father's case, this was a matter of safety.
Connecticut needs to do better than that.
Because ultimately, Ruiz says he was given 2 years in prison and not a death sentence. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.